Compassionate community comprised of compadres, comma, commuters, comma, and competitors. Welcome to Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. I'm your humble host, Karen, and we are your assembly of assorted, assertive, ass-like associates.
Oh my. I'm Colin.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Chris.
Note that I didn't mention what episode number this is. Today's show is kind of a non-show. That's right, after 44 episodes. And with the new year, we decided to take a break this week to give our brains a chance to rest. Then we can regroup and bring you more tasty trivia and facts starting next week.
It's all for the best.
And we also didn't want to leave you guys empty-handed.
Empty-headed.
So we do have some stuff to share with you guys in this mini episode.
Yeah, it's like on Halloween they have the fun size candy. Yeah. This is like the fun size episode.
That's cute. I like that. And we want to start out with a little bit of a housekeeping in our recurring segment.
Actually,
Colin, you got called out.
I want to go on the record here. I think this is a little bit different from our normal actually. So this is more of a clarification than a correction. So we had the quiz a couple weeks ago where I was asking about country names, and I had the question of what are the only two letters not representing country members of the United Nations, and they were respectively X and W. So we did get some feedback from our Welsh listeners, and I want to assure you I was not trying to slight you, but I did mention at the beginning of the quiz, if we're talking about the United Nations, Scotland, Northern Ireland, Wales, and England are collectively represented as the UK, so the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, just like they are in the Olympics, just like they are when they go to war. So that was why we should have mentioned, I think, on the air that none of us mentioned Wales, but we were not trying to leave you out.
And also, do you guys know what the classical name of Wales is? The classical Latin Roman.
Oh, right. Was it Cambria? Was that one?
Yeah. It is. It's Cambria.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I actually only know it from like Coheed and Cambria,
okay.
The band. But yes, also the font.
Yes.
But also the Roman name of Wales, Cambria. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And it's 2013. Happy New Year, everybody. A interesting tweet from listener Kyle Rapp, and he told us on Twitter that he started the new year by attending his first pub trivia night, and it was a massive success.
Oh,
all right.
That's awesome. So we hope we can inspire everyone to check out their local pub trivia, and it's a great way not just to hang out with your friends, but a great way to actually like work with and cooperate with your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So new year, maybe new resolution.
Also, it's like what I imagine sports to be.
Yeah. I think that's what sports are like.
Yeah. Well, even though this is our fun size mini episode, we're still going to have our usual pop quiz hotshot, where I take a random trivia pursuit card and you guys buzz in with your barnyard buzzers and see if you can answer these questions. Here we go. Blue Wedge, what country governs Christmas Island?
The North Pole.
Good guess.
Yeah.
Incorrect. Actually,
I was like, maybe. Yeah.
It's not a country.
I
Colin?
Is it the Dutch who administer it?
No. It is Australia.
Mm. Oh, there's probably some Australians who are ticked off at us for not getting that one.
All right, Pink Wedge for pop culture. In the movie Easy Rider, what city are Wyatt and Billy headed to?
Oh,
I have no idea.
Oh, man. Bakersfield.
Incorrect.
I don't know.
It is New Orleans.
Oh,
they're on their way to Mardi Gras.
Sure.
That's right. That's right.
Man. Oh, man.
That's embarrassing.
All right. Yellow Wedge. What rock band shares its name with the man whose assassination helped spark World War I? Dana.
Franz Ferdinand.
Correct. Franz Ferdinand.
That's a rather up-to-date Trivial Pursuit
card.
It
is. Pretty current. Purple Wedge. What Umberto Eco thriller features medieval monks, grisly murders, and a seductive peasant girl? I believe that was Chris.
I think
we all got that one.
It's the name of the rose.
Yes.
Which everyone else knew.
Green Wedge. What is the scientific name for the donut shape? Colin.
I believe that's a Taurus.
Yeah.
Yes, I was going to say toroid. But I think that's, no, I mean, I think a toroidal shape. Yeah, or a torus.
Judges would accept that.
Yep. We've had that on the show before.
Yep. Yeah. T-O-R-U-S, not to be confused with the astrological sign, the bull, T-A-U-R-U-S. And last question, Orange Wedge. How many flavors does Dr. Pepper claim in its blend?
Oh, that's right. Is it's
31, seven herbs and spices.
I feel like it's like 30-something.
29.
30,
24.
32.
23.
Oh,
23. Oh, 24.
Very close. Very close. All right, good job, everybody.
Hold up. Is there a picture of a donut on that Trivial Pursuit card?
Yes, there is.
Do they just think we're stupid? They're just like, are they sitting around going, are they going to know what a donut is?
They want to be fair to those people who have never seen a donut.
I want to close the show with one fun fact. Do you guys know why jaywalking is called jaywalking?
Like a blue jay? Like a bird? Or no?
I cannot remember.
So there are two similar origins. The term jay used to be slang for like a fool or a gullible, stupid person. Oh, so when a pedestrian is flighty or not paying attention when they're walking and not looking at signs, he's referred to as a jaywalker because he's a dumb walker. But I actually researched a little bit more. The term jay was also used as a pejorative term to describe like a rural resident.
Mm.
So kind of like a rube or a hick. And so jaywalking...
Hayseed or something.
Yeah. So jaywalking is to describe how people don't know how to cross the street and keep out of the way of cars because they haven't been to the city.
Got it.
Yeah, here we go. And that's all, folks. Thanks for sticking around. And we'll be back next week for a proper Good Job Brain episode. And we also love listener mail and topic suggestions and cool stories. So you can always write in, email us at gjb.podcast@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter and Facebook where we post fun facts and links and pictures. And for the voracious readers of the group, we also have a book group on Goodreads where Good Job Brain fans can post book recommendations that are perfect for your trivia needs, for trivia nerds. So there we go. So that's our show, our mini show. And I guess we'll see you guys next week for a proper Good Job Brain episode.
Bye.
Bye.